Ella. Be blessings and glory, dominion and power forever. To him that sits on the throne, nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before you sit seating down, while I'm standing here, when God told Moses to go down into Egypt to deliver the children of Israel, and he gets an audience with Pharaoh, and after Pharaoh hears his demand, thus saith the Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, let my people go. Pharaoh says, who is this God that I should obey him? Who is this God that I should obey him? I have a God that I don't know him, and this God has empowered me to sit on this throne. Now, who is this God of Israel, these slaves that I have, that I should obey him? Well, after about 10, 11 plagues, he found out who that God was. Our God reigns. His eyes run through and fold the earth, beholding the good and the bad, to show that himself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. I'm glad that your heart is perfect toward God this morning. God will show himself strong in your behalf. Come on, put your hands together one more time. Lift your voice one more time. Amen. You may be seated in his manifested presence this morning. God bless you and heaven smile upon you. This is the day that the Lord has made. And how many had a great night's rest last night? No, I prayed most of the night. Praying about this morning's service. As we move toward our day of celebration of our special offerings and gifts to God. And I ask God to give me something to say that will not only remind you of his promise to you, but that what God is asking you to do is that he may do something beyond your expectation. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody he needs your permission.
He needs your permission.
To do something beyond your expectation. Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And then the Bible said the just shall live by faith. And there's numerous of scriptures in the Bible that keeps talking about faith. And that without faith, it is impossible to please him. He or her that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So when I seek God with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, I know that he's going to do something supernaturally beyond my request.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
For he is able to do exceedingly above all that I either ask or think.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And the scriptures say, if he hears us, we know we have the petitions that we desire of him.
Yes.
And the book of Matthew, it says, you don't have to turn there. That's just a little introduction. He talks about the Gentiles. He talks about their needs. He talks about what they do to get their needs met. And then he talks about plant life, lilies, birds. And he says that they don't work. They don't have an assignment. All they do is reap. I mean, they never planted a seed, yet your heavenly Father feeds them.